So Rashi brings in love and garti. So Dabar Acher, garti begematria tariyag. Garti is the same Isis and hence the same numerical value as tariyag. Kloimar, as Yaakov is if saying, in love and harasha garti, v'tariyag mitzvah shamarti, garti but also code for tariyag, observed the tariyag mitzvahs. Right, I did not learn from his evil ways. All right, is this true? Did Yaakov keep Targ Mitzvahs in base 11?
No, he didn't keep Kibbutz Avraham. That was a big complaint against him.
Yeah.
Did he offer Kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael? I don't know
about that. Right. Correct. Now that all the mitzvahs had Tzlius Boris.
And all the agricultural mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael.
Correct.
Right. So I guess he didn't do a Targ Mitzvah.
Yes.
He married two sisters.
Yeah. Also a very valid point. Very valid point. And the whole drush is tariyag. Tariyag. Now, the truth is there's a very classical question. We know tariyag mitzvahs, ramachi varim, shasa gidim, you need all of it to metakin the whole tselem, and cosmically also. The Adam is an olam kam, that's why you need to fix the whole world, also the whole cosmos. Right? But it's not really possible to be mekayim tariyag mitzvahs. Right? You have to steal something. The kind of mitzvah saseh, veishas agzela shagaza, one of the ramach mitzvah saseh. You have to do kama v'kama averus, to kind of all those lavin, there are nitak laaseh, which are bona fide mitzvah saseh in the list of the ramach. It's a great philosophical question, because you need all this to be metak in your tzav. Matter of fact, the Sefer Sharia Kedusha of Chaim Vital, which is a book on how to attain Ruach HaKodesh. Right, and it's not four easy steps. It wouldn't go today. It's a pretty demanding book. But in the second Shar, so he talks about, you have to have a perfected Tzelem. So it goes through all the different shittas of the Monei Mitzvahs. These are Targ Mitzvahs, but you have to have definitely the whole Tariyag to be talking about. So, man, he goes through, he says, Machmir, like all the different Monei Mitzvahs to go through what the Tariyag are, but it's like we said, there's a lot of scenarios that are impossible for a person to be Mekayim, right? So there are there are Mitzvahs of Kahuna, special for Kohanim. It's all in the same list of the Tariyag Mitzvahs. So how is a person ever Mekayim Tariyag Mitzvahs? So there's another inference to make over here, right? The Tariyag Mitzvahs Shamarti. Shamarti. Can't say Kiyamti, right? Correct. Now, Shamarti would only be good for the Losases, right? Observe, as in. As Tanya Berei Shmuel, Hishomer Pen Va'al are all losases, right? Shomer Shabbos Mechalolo, right? You go back, you should not desecrate it. Right? But it's not the proper verb for all the Ramach Mitzvah Saseh. So what is Yaakov here talking about? Tariyag Mitzvah Shamarti, right? What I think, I'd like to propose, and then we'll expand the discussion just touch. Shamarti over here is not Miloshin as if I observed. It's Miloshin Va'aviv Shamar Sadovar in Parshas Vayesh. Right? What does Rashi say there? Yoshe, Mitzapen, Mamtin, it was on his mind. It was just waiting, Couldn't wait. It's on his mind. Right? And there's a very big yesod over here. Where are you? Are you where your feet are, or are you where your head is? Chassid Shesvarim bring in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. A person is where his thoughts are. But Miskenim es Bonan. This idea has much, more ancient roots than just that memra of the Baal Shem Tov. Right? There's Gemara says in Sanhedrin, right? Call me Sheim Bo Das Golem and Komo. Person who lacks Das, you know, is going to lose his position. He will ultimately go into exile. Right? And conversely, the Gemara says, "Kol mi sheyesh bo das kilu nivna beis hamikdash biyomav." It's for him. It's as if there's a beis hamikdash. So the Maral explains over there a very big yesod, which was actually said a little bit earlier in our history in the Sefer Yosher Hamiyuchas Rabbeinu Tam. It wasn't the Rabbeinu Tam from the Baal HaTosfos, but Hamiyuchas Rabbeinu Tam. You know, when we say ki adam eitz hasodeh, you know, man's like a tree. You know, yeah, so a tree has roots. So, but the adam, it's the other way around. The roots are on top. The head are your roots. Right. That's where you really are, where your thoughts are. Right? And that's what it means. Kol mi sheyesh bo das, l'sof kol b'mkomo. He doesn't lack das. Right, which is the, the facet of thought, which means to really have your mind on something. That's why das also means chibur. V'adam yada schava ishto. To really have your mind on something. That's what's called das. You know, chachman bina, that's information. Right? You know, that doesn't sound indicative of where your heart is, where the center of your attention is, right? You know, the idea of das is, this is your focus. This is your center of gravity. You know, this is where you're connected, or in our words, this is where you're grounded, right? The Gemara, it's a medrash rabba, Vayikra rabba. Tamil chacham she'im bo das nevela tova imeno. It's called a Talmud Chacham. It's a Talmud Chacham by Chazal standards. You know, kol shebaki b'maseches kala. Right, even those brisa nikkum masechtes. Right, so he's a Talmud Chacham, but ain't bo das. Right, so that means he's got chachma and bina. Right, he's just not grounded. It's what we call I don't know if they use this term anymore. Reality challenged. They still use that term. Because everyone's reality challenges Manasseh. Boy is girl, girl is boy, it's on. And everything is racist, right? So everyone's reality challenges Hashem Yirachem. Right, we'll talk about that more over Shabbos. But the Talmud Chacham She'ein Bo Das is, this person is, I heard this actually from my Rebbe, Yaakov Weinberg, Zichrono Livracha. Right, it's a person who is, not in touch with the reality of the situation. He's not grounded. So he's got a lot of information, but it's not grounded. It's not centralized, it's not focused. And if it's not grounded, so actually his information can work against it, come up with crazy ideas. Really crazy. Not anchored. Not anchored to the Metzius. Right. So, conversely, a person, kol mi sheyesh bo das kilu nivna beis hamikdash biyomav, right? So, beis hamikdash is, connection with God. That's why you have hashruas hashchina, v'shachamti b'socha, right? So now, we're b'avon oseinu, right? So we're not zochet to have the connection to our Kodesh Baruch Hu openly revealed, right? That anyone who just wants to could tap in. Easily accessible, right? But the person who breaks through, and he has das, and he's real, that there's a God. He is with the Ribbono Shel Olam as if there's a Beis HaMikdash on earth. He is with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And there's quite a few chapters on this in the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim. He has a few prokim on Hashgacha, right? The divine providence. He says a very interesting thing. And he says, Hashgacha nispach laseichel, right? The Ribbono Shel Olam, is the fact that he supervises the world. That is a function of the mind, he says. Right? The more you think about the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more he thinks about you. So, two people, standing, at the same place at the same time, right? And one is thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? And the other one is not. Even though they're in the same place at the same time, the one who is thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam, says Rambam, he is impervious. He has, he is invincible. No one could take him. He has tremendous hashgacha pratis protecting him, right? Right. The guy who decided to forget about the Ribbono Shel Olam, Rachman Hassan, He could die like a dog. It's almost around his words, almost. You know, he could be hit by a bus. And it's not so much that he did a chet that was chayav misa, in so much as if he took his mind off of God, mida k'neged mida. It's a mida k'neged mida, you understand? That the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to take his mind off of him. It's going to, you're not thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm thinking about you. And you become vulnerable to the mikrin, right? Well, it's on. So, you know, a person is where his mind is. So what Yaakov Avinu is saying over here is an amazing yesod. Like you think, you know, my arms and legs were in base lovin', right? And he wasn't even a sarva choshev like Rashi brings, you know, touches into about garti, you know. He wasn't just that he was some mokum tome, right? He was an eved there virtually, you know. He was truly the exploited proletariat, you know, the one it really happened to. The real exploited worker, right? In his external circumstances, his besiya shiflus, he works by lovin. He's under lovin, right? Lovin is balabas, right? So even no longer tarik mitzvah shamarti, but his mind was on mitzvahs. And Mimela, that means, you know, he attained the vekas in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means, you know. So even if in Maisa, right, a person, right, cannot be Mekayim, all Taryag mitzvahs, right? But the Taryag mitzvahs, you know, you have to be Mekayim them b'maisa and law medrash ikar ela maisa, when it's no ge'ela maisa. Right? But for us, let's say we have chiyuvim, let's say, as being a Yisrael, proud Yisrael, right? You know, I'm not a Kohen or a Levi, but I am a descendant of David HaMelech, right? So, got nothing to be ashamed of. You know, it's interesting. Just I got a shaila just a couple of weeks ago. A woman whose husband learns by me, and she also comes to my shul, calls me in tears. Her son was read a shidduch, a giyoris. That's a tragedy, right? It's makbid on pure Yiddish yichus, right? I said, I want you to tell my son that what he's doing is wrong. What he's doing is second rate. I said, I'm sorry. As a descendant of David HaMelech, I can't do that. But as I said, you know, it happens to be that, you know, there's a tshuva from the Rambam to Rav Avadya Hager. He writes over there, don't think that Ger's Yichus is small. Ger's Yichus is much bigger because he's directly a descendant of Avram Avinu. He's Ben Avram. As you know, there's a lot of plain, simple people in the middle, right? Right, but just to be fair, I told her, you know, the Gemara of Kashin Ger and Kisol Kisapachas, you know, but I told her try to rub Avram Ager from Bali Atesis, because the Ger make, you know, those born Jewish really look bad because they're better mitzvahs. Right, I'm not going to tell my son that, but how do you spell that Kashin Ger? Lisa, spell that for me, please. Right. All right. But I'll call upon him. Right, even if a Yisrael does not have the mitzvahs of Kahuna, but the fact that he accepts these mitzvahs upon him, the fact that he learns the sugyas if he's holding by learning, right? But even just the fact that he says that if the Ribbono Shel Olam wants this, right? So there's iris, there's divine light here. There's something that enhances the kesher between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael because of mitzvahs. So he just even so if he's holding by learning, he learns the halachas like zos taras mincha, zos taras asham. That if you can't do the mitzvah itself, at least learn the Torah. But even if a person is not holding by that, right? The very fact that he accepts this in his value system, he takes it into his mind and his heart. And this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from Knesset Yisrael. That's how he is. Not he's not mekayem the mitzvah. He's shomer that mitzvah. He has his mind on that mitzvah. So it's part of his value system. So even if this particular value is not applicable to him in action, it's part of our value system, right? You know, it's where our mind and heart is. And in that way, a person mekayem all the Taryag mitzvahs, right? And that this is the big lesson, you know, the parshas of Yaakov, the parshas of Golus, right? That, you know, our ability to mekayem, you know, mitzvahs kama'amorim, right, are very, very, very... impeded, to say the least, you know, because, you know, how many of the mitzvahs are deraisa bizman, is that, of the Ramach mitzvahs, I say, so like 60 or 70, in between, you know, Shem Yerachim. Right, you know, but you know, tariq mitzvahs. So even if you can't be mekayim, but tariq mitzvahs shamarti, right? And it gives us the full dveikus in the Ribbono. We're still, it's called that we're with the Ribbono Shel, even though we're in a terrible state of gaul. So the gaul should only be on our arms and legs, in guf, right? But our das, she always mekusher in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's what Yaakov's telling Esav. Right, I remain mekusher because my mind was with the mitzvahs. So we're going to take this one step deeper. Right, the pasuk says in Koheles, "Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davar ra." Right? A person who observes the mitzvah. Right? So our diuk stands should be a mekayim mitzvah, but also lo yeda davar ra. Lo yeuna lo kol ra. Nothing bad will befall a shomer mitzvah. No, lo yeda davara. Right? And you know, the pshat is like this, you know, what I think, in light of what we say, that shomer mitzvah, of course, means that a person has his mind on mitzvahs. Right? All right, thinking stam, high philosophical thoughts, is not going to put you on the madrega that you'll be impervious, right, to, you know, all that evil holds. You'll still be involved, you'll still be living in the same playing field as where evil lurks, right? Right, you have to reach a level of shomer mitzvah that, you know, dafka shomer mitzvah, right? That, you know, just thinking altruistic thoughts is not gonna do this, right? You have to be a shomer mitzvah. Your mind is on target mitzvahs. That target mitzvah is not just what you do, it's a value system. It's a value system that you firmly engrave in your mind and your heart. Right, you should want to train yourself to think, you know, and all your moral questions. Try to learn from the mitzvahs, you know, weights and measures of what's important. You should make a value system for you. And then lo yeda davar ra, right? You don't have ra in your mind, and that's the point where you become impervious, right? To all, Or not just all bad influence, but also, you know, you're not going to be susceptible to what the Ram calls being olul mikrim. That's when you get past it. You know, if evil doesn't exist in your mind because your mind is totally shomer mitzvah and therefore lo yeda davara, that's when you got past the evil. That's when you got beyond it. If it still exists in you, it takes up a part of your mind, a part of your heart, you're still with it. You're still in it. You're still vulnerable to it. You have to reach the level of, you know, that shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. You don't know from it means, you know, it doesn't, it's as if it doesn't exist for you, because your das, right, is totally beyond it, and you are where your das is. So now, I want to tell you where I'm going with this. Everyone knows it's really in this Rambam, these prakim and Moran Rukim that we referenced just a minute ago, you know, that Rambam says if you have your mind on the Ribbono Shel Olam constantly, right, it's like you're shielded. You think about him, mita k'neged mita, his hashgacha is on you. Right? You want to forget about him, you're olul mikrim. Right? So you know, the nefesh, so a lot of people just don't learn mor nevuchim, right? But a lot of people have heard the nefesh chaim in Shaar Gimel, right? That where he says a similar word, just puts makes it a little bit more particular. They say if a person really is real with the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the only real reality. Nothing is real like the Ribbono Shel Olam is real. Right, which is, you know, what we mean when you have to believe in, you know, the Rambam counts as a mitzvah, right? You got to believe there's a God, right? The Noch Hashem Elokecha is one of the Ramach mitzvahs I say. So everyone knows the Bahag did not count it as a mitzvah. It doesn't mean according to the Bahag you don't have to believe in God. You know, please, let me finish. As the Ramban, who himself, by the way, in his Pirush HaChumash goes like the Rambam, but the Ramban liked sticking up for, you know, as it were, for lack of a word, the underdog. He wrote the Mohammeds and he wrote the HaSovis and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And he points out a very interesting point that, which even though he was just saying to say the Bahag, the Rav Chasda Ibn Kreskes, the Talmud Ran says, you know, this, it's the only logical way to think. You know, what's wrong with the following statement? I command you to believe in me. I command you to believe in me. Who's talking? Mamanafshah, right? You know, if you're gairus me, right, then I'm talking to you. Right? So you believe in me already. So my command is not adding anything. Right? And if you're not gairus me, no one's talking to me, so your command is nothing also. I understand. You know, the belief you know, the notion that there is a God has to come before mitzvahs. It's what we call, what I call a meta mitzvah. It's like it's a mitzvah that's above the Torah mitzvahs because it's a principle you need to hold of before you can, you have to believe in the commander before you can talk about commandments, right? And that's why the Bahag doesn't count as one of Torah mitzvahs. It's a meta principle. It's something that comes even before you come to mitzvahs, right? The Rambam does count it as a mitzvah asay. All right, so we say in the Sefer, there's a copy of my haven't you see it here? On Yud Gimel Ikrim. All right, we say in the Sefer that the, you know, the Pshat is, you know, the Rambam's not saying, you know, that it's, you know, when he counts as a mitzvah, that's just the notion that there's a God, but rather the, if you read the Lashon of the Rambam carefully, both in Yud Gimel Ikrim and in the Yad HaChazaka, it is to believe that God is the absolute reality. It's not just Stam that he is. That, of course, you have to have before mitzvahs. There is added information that you wouldn't have known, that you're being instructed in, right? Except as a fact that his existence is an absolute one and yours isn't, right? Right, so, you know, so Nefesh HaChaim, you know, in Shaar Gimel says a person is like really real with that, right? That Eino Muvado. Right, which means says that, you know, nothing is real like the Ribono Shel Olam is real, so nothing has any grip on him. You know, he's because he is clinging with that machshava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we're saying, and he is totally categorically, you know, can't be harmed by anything else other than God, because to him it's not real. All right? So here's the question. All right, so. So all the Balei HaTosfos that were killed in the Crusades, right? The Tanoim, the Amoraim, and the Yidden of Bais Rishon, cruelly killed. They just didn't notice Nefesh HaChaim, right? Anyway, start meditating on Ein Ol Mavado, and Jerusalem would have never fallen, right? So I can't remember the exact location. The Leshem actually asked the question. Right? The Leshem asked the question. And he says that, his mahalach is imida cheres ha'isabam, that if they wanted to, they could have just been impervious to all the attacks, you know, and the bais would have been nechrav, and except that they wanted to. They wanted to go as karbonis for Klal Yisrael. That's what he says. They wanted imida cheres ha'isabam, right? They didn't want to save their skin. They want to go as Karbonis and Klal Yisrael. All right, but, Lididi, Lanias Daiti Kushami Karalesa. And Kamdumani, I think I saw it in a mimer from Rabbi Avrom Yitzhak Bloch, who Taka died al Kiddush Hashem when the whole Telzer Yeshiva was killed out on Chav Tammuz. Of course, so step one. Of course, if you are real, that God is the only reality, correct. No other force has hold over you. That is correct. But God has hold over you. That's good for the point, you believe he is. So now if he wants you dead for whatever reason, right? So, vein miyadi matzil, right? All that was said in Nefesh HaChaim, all that was said in the Rambam, and it's very clear from a clear reading over there, right? Is that, no other force can harm you because you're clinging to the Ribono Shel Olam, right? You separate from him, you become vulnerable to other forces, right? So, you know, but here's the thing, right? And this is the point that we're getting at, right? That Hashem Yirachem, you know, if there's a pogrom, you know, God forbid, you know, well, I know, should know from such things, really. Right, you know, and a bunch of Yidden are killed, you know, by the same guy, right, at the same time, Hashem Yirachem, right? They didn't all die evenly, right? The one that was Dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and believes that Eino Milvado, the guy didn't really kill him. It was cosmetic that you think the guy killed him. The Ribono Shel Olam took him. He's not under the Roshus of the Sitra Achra, right? As opposed to someone who lost his faith, right? Right? He fell, right? So cosmetically, it could look that the same guy killed, you know, the tzaddik and Russia alike, but that's not the case, right? One was Bershuso Shel Makom, right? And it was Kulo and Aliyah, right? His death was Kulo and Aliyah just for the sake of being Mechaper and Klal Yisrael, right? The other one was not, was Kashon handed over, right? And that's what, again, Rosh Yeshiva used to always say, Rav Yaakov Weinberg, right? Right, Dabar Melech, Nifna B'yad Hashem Ki Rabim Rachamav U'B'yad Adam Alepola. What, could the Adam hold you if the Marshal wouldn't allow it? So it's a Nifna B'yad Hashem U'B'yad Adam Alepola. So there was a lot that he built on that pasuk, but I just want for one thing, right? That of course, you know, everything is, you know, bedin meduktah. The Rebbe Sham is, you know, the shofet said it. Everything is just, right? So nothing is unjust, right? But do you want that your death? Actually, no, right? Is that the Rebbe Sham took you? You were always by the Rebbe Sham. You were handled. Your whole case was. You were handled by the Rebbe Shalom solely and only, right? To the flesh eyes, it looks like there was an intermediary. He was nothing. He was just a pawn, right? As opposed to a person who's Messiah, he's handed over to the Rishus of that pawn. That pawn is shulled over him, Rachman Otzan. It's a huge, huge cosmic difference, right? And really, by the way, this is also, the Ramak says this vort, right, on Vidui, right? You know, what's the Ramak says this? What's so important of you doing? The Rebbe Sham knows what you did, right? He doesn't need your confession, right? So says the Ramak, right? When you do vidui, he takes your file. You know, so even if you be nanash, right? We say marek barachamecha rabim avoloy de yisurim b'choloyim rayim, right? Barachamecha rabim. So it could be the marek barachamecha rabim is not going to tickle either. You want kapora, right? You want to be cleansed. No, but yisurim v'choloyim roim rachmat son, it means you're handed over to the sitra achra. They're given shlita over you. Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. Right. You know. So shomer mitzvah does not know from ra. Right. You know, ra doesn't exist for him. Now it doesn't mean that, you know, he's not going to have a tough life, but everything that happens in is directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, make no mistake, right? You know, that, you know, everything is bedin. Everything's bedin. But over here, this man is under the melech himself gives him kapar. The melech himself is engaged with him. And the other one, he's like thrown away from the melech, and the din is you go under, and that mamuna, Rahman could be from the sitra, he has shlita over you. It's a very big difference. All right. So that this is the, you know, this is the idea I just wanted to impart with you, that we have to work with the mind. You know, it's, you know, kavana, you know, tefila, right? It should be an act of dveikus, right? Mamish, right? And you know, as my other Rebbe, Moshe Shapiro, used to say, you know, it's not the pshat we done with kavana. The pshat is, you know, we daven well enough, they don't have to daven again. Yes, right. Right. But that's not, you know, you have to, you know, turn up to the tefillah with your mind fully engaged, so you should be connected to the Ribon Shalom, right? And the same thing also in a sugya, right? You could, you know, use one of these, I hope you don't have them here, one of those things, you know. And you basically understood the Shaka Vitari. You basically understood, you read the footnotes, you read the raid, right? And, you know, but most of your mind and heart was not engaged, didn't have to be engaged. That means you weren't there. You were not Shakua in learning. You missed out on being Dovik in Akarshu, being Dovik in Torosso. You know, we have to, you know, you know, we need, you know, very badly to, you know, to awaken, you know, all mental gears, all feelings in our avoda and in our learning, right? And it's a real countermeasure to the siluk hadas, right, that there is right now, you know, in the world, Rachman al-San, Matia emes ne'ederes, right? And there are those that say, you know, that's what it means. You know, because on Shabbos, you're supposed to work with your mind. You know, what does it mean? Molechas machshavas asra atayra. Lechus machshavas. Right? That means, you know, the only thing that you're chayv are saying that takes machshava, right? Right, which means the is, you know, chilul Shabbos is that you're mesiach das from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're mesiach das from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mechas machshavas asra teira. Right? So it's done without machshava, you're a misasik. Right? Mechas machshavas asra teira. Right? The whole point of the Yom HaShabbos that you could, like, pull back, disengage from, you know, everything that goes on. Kol melach tasei, don't worry about anything. You just think about the Ribono Shel Olam. Yeah, if we could do that twice in a row, that would be enough das. That would be zocher to the Gula b'mehera. I'll just end off, you know, the Sefer HaMaspik by Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam. Right, so in this Hakdamah there, so why am I writing this book? You know, it's not a halacha sefer. And he gives this example from Shabbos. What we just spoke about. It's just amazing, you know, what he says over there. That, you know, halacha is universal, right? But the derech hamiyuchedes, what makes people different, is not that, you know, you think what makes people individuals is that they don't fail evenly. No, of course, I want you to be matzliach to uphold halacha. Halacha is universally binding on all Jews. Right? The derech hamiyuchedes is how much of your mind is invested in what you do. He says three examples of keeping Shabbos. So you have one person who just, you know, he's monea, you know, he doesn't do any malacha, but what does he do? You know, he just sleeps the whole Shabbos away. You know, it's a way to stay safe, right? Yeah, right? Right? Can't argue with that, right? Another person, you know, this is what he writes. Another person, you know, says, you know, wait a minute, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything in 6 days. On the seventh day, he was alone. He didn't create anything to show that he is above the whole Bria that he created. And a person, you know, meditates on that, on Yichud Hashem, that on Yom HaShvi, Shavas, you know, to show the Ribono Shel Olam is bigger than the Bria that he created. And he meditates on that. So that's all of it. And he says, then you have a person that goes even deeper than that. And he says, when a person reaches that Madrega, that he starts, you know, contemplating even deeper, he starts, you know, meditating more on Yichud Hashem, he describes, this person already takes leave of his senses, and it seems he was talking from experience. When he enters this meditative state, he does not see the wall in front of him. His stomach is begging him to eat. His stomach is empty, you know, right? And he doesn't feel his hunger. He's just in a pure ecstasy of Oz Tisana Dal Hashem, right? Says, and that's why I'm writing Sefer HaMaspik, right? To see, you know, the mitzvahs and maisa, of course, when it's nogea, it's the ikar. Well, measure when it's nogea la maisa, but when it's nogea la maisa and it's the ikar, it's the base. But it's the base you have to build on that, you know, it's a way to climb, you know, but on that, it's a stepping stone, you know, to have das elokim, right? You know, to be dovid, because that's where dveikus is. Dveikus is not in hands and legs. You know, hands and legs is to fulfill our commitment as law-abiding citizens, lo yisbarach, which of course is the baseline. You know, but it's a stepping stone, right? That through these actions, the moach and the lev is nis'orer, right? And we're dveikim lo yisbarach, right? And that's what kept us going in the golos. That's what kept Yaakov going. Tarek mitzvah shamarti. That's what was on my mind. So even though my arms and legs were in base lavan, but I was dovik in the ribono shel olam. Even though my arms and legs, love and garti, but tarek mitzvah shamarti, my moch and leg was all by the ribono shel olam, and therefore, lo lamati mimasa v'roi, right? Because my mind was in a higher place. And the ribono shel olam, as the golos is getting darker and harder, right? With the siluk hadas that we're seeing, we have to come and there has to be an countermeasure, right? And you get rid of those, Ars kogamars, they go, right? Right, Baruch should help you, Hashem Yatzilenu, that we should always be Oved Hashem, lo'avdo b'leivav shalev.
Amen.